Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 25, Maha Atma, Swajana Sutatma Dara Dhana Dhamma Durasu Rathais, Twayi Sati King Nirnam Srayata Atmani Sarva Rase, Iti Sad Ajanatang Mittunato Rataye Charatang, Sukhayati Konviha Svavihate Svanirastha Bhage. The personified Vedas continue to pray, Our dear Lord Krishna, you are Sachit Ananda Vigraha, the ever blissful form of knowledge. And because the living entities are parts and parcels of your personality, their natural state of existence is to be fully conscious of you. In this material world, anyone who has developed such Krishna consciousness is no longer interested in the materialistic way of life. A Krishna conscious being becomes disinterested in family life or opulent living conditions and requires only a little concession for his or her bodily needs. In other words, one is no longer interested in sense gratification. The perfection of human life is based on knowledge and renunciation, but it is very difficult to attempt to reach this stage of knowledge and renunciation while one is in family life. Krishna-conscious persons, therefore, take shelter of the association of devotees or sanctified places of pilgrimage. Such persons are aware of the relationship between the Supersoul and the individual living entities, and they are never in the bodily concept of life. And because they always carry you in full consciousness within their hearts, they are so purified that any place they go becomes a holy place of pilgrimage, and the water which washes their feet is able to deliver many sinful persons hovering within this material world. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his atheistic father to describe something very good which he had learned, Prahlad replied to his father, Tat sadhu manye suravardya dehinam sada sumudvigna diyam asad grahat hit vatma patam griham anda kupam vanangato yadharim asrayeta. For a materialistic person who is always full of anxieties due to being engaged in temporary and relative truths, the best course is to give up the blind well of family life and go to the forest to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Those who are actually pure devotees are celebrated as Maha-Atmas or great sages, personalities perfect in knowledge. They always think of the Supreme Lord and His lotus feet, and thus they become automatically liberated. Devotees who are always situated in that position become electrified by the inconceivable potencies of Lord Krishna, and thus they themselves become the source of liberation for their followers and devotees. A Krishna-conscious person is fully electrified spiritually, and therefore anyone who touches or takes shelter of such a pure devotee becomes similarly electrified with spiritual potencies. Such devotees are never puffed up with material opulences. Generally, the material opulences are good parentage, education, beauty, and riches. But although a devotee of Lord Krishna may possess all four of these material opulences, he or she is never carried away by the pride of possessing such distinctions. Great devotees of Lord Krishna travel all over the world from one place of pilgrimage to another. And on their way, they meet many conditioned souls and deliver them by their association and distribution of transcendental knowledge. They reside in places like Vrindavana, Mathura, Dwaraka, Jagannath Puri, and Navadvip, because only devotees assemble in such places. In this way, they take advantage of saintly association, and by such association, the devotees advance more and more in Krishna consciousness. But such advancement is not possible in ordinary householder life, which is devoid of Krishna consciousness. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 25, Mahāatmās. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Śrīla Prabhupāda.